Avenue for the Arts is a neighborhood title for the South Division Commercial Corridor here in Grand Rapids. And boy, head to this avenue as Saturday Art Downtown happens. Three trolleys, 40-plus sites, 300-plus artists on one day. Jen Schaub, Director of Avenue for the Arts. Are you ready for Saturday?
Oh, we are so ready, Shelley. We're just watching the weather, you know, trying to figure out, make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, so. You bet. Well, the weather does... doesn't give us sunshine in 70, but we're going to deal with what we deal with. We introduce you, Jen, as the director of Avenue for the Arts. Mariah Cowsert, Avenue for the Arts Promotions Coordinator, intern. Good place to intern, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Brianna Bauerichter, artist and MFA candidate at Kendall College of Art and Design. How's that candidacy going?
It's going great. I'm almost graduating.
Cool. Yay, that's what it's all about. Jen, give me the one-on-ones.
All right, so Avenue for the Arts is located on South Division Corridor. We are between Fulton and Wealthy Streets. If you haven't visited us before, some of those major landmarks that you're going to recognize, the UICA, Vertigo Records, the Diocese are all along the South Division Corridor. And of course, throughout the course of the year, we host a variety of events, and Art Downtown is just one of those.
That's great. So, number one, is the purpose to, I trust, get out and purchase art?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a great event to meet local artists, to see what's happening in the downtown galleries, to visit locations that are maybe somewhat unexpected, and to experience kind of some of the best of what Grand Rapids has to offer. We have such a diverse group of exhibition spaces that it's everything from a restaurant to a traditional gallery to institutions like the UIC and the Graham.
Give me a brief sketch as we get deeper into this on the actual times and places.
So we have 64 locations, and in that they are all located in the near downtown area. We do have a couple of trolleys that will be driving around taking people to those locations, which are free of charge. And I think that the event runs this year a slightly different time. So we're going from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. So you have 9 hours to get out and see the work. And it used to be on a Friday night. So that Saturday switch is a big move for us.
But there is a first. The next First Friday is in May, I see.
Yes. Yeah. We also have First Fridays events. And First Fridays happen the first Friday of every month, per their name. And the next one coming up is May 6th, and those go in the evening from 6 until 9 p.m.
Great. All right, let's bring you into the conversation. You are promoting Avenue for the Arts, so let's have you promote how Art Downtown is different from a First Friday event.
Yeah, since we've extended it, you're getting like over twice as much as you're getting during a First Friday, and then we're going to have 64 exhibitions, whereas First Fridays are just going to be along the South Division Corridor, and they don't extend into downtown. And we're going to have over 400 artists, so that's including the pop-up shops and galleries, so it's super awesome. Then we're also going to have some live music in the DAC open house, and kind of a variety of work, and then those trolleys to take you around the city.
Are the trolleys free?
Yes, they are free.
Man, that's nice. Jen, give me again the corridors of where it takes place.
All right, so if you imagine downtown, you've got the Graham, DeVos Place. We've got a lot of activity happening over at Kendall College of Art and Design. Both buildings are going to be open with exhibitions. We have things along the South Division Corridor, a little bit of activity over on that corner of Jefferson and Fulton. Mm-hmm. We have Founders is going to be a stop this year, so you can see an exhibition at Founders and get lunch and a beer. And then the Rumsey Street space for Site Lab is going to be open. And so we're excited to be over in that neighborhood as well.
Good. Mariah, if you would kind of give me a visitor's experience 101.
Yeah, so people coming out to Art Downtown are really going to experience a diversity of art exhibits taking place in the galleries and in the businesses all across downtown. And then it's local art that like is available for them to buy. It's very reasonable. The music and the food. So we have some participating restaurants who are also going to host art exhibitions, and it's kind of the essence of the local arts community in one big day. And we have like performance-based art, like hybrid explorations at the 106 Gallery and Studio, with Brianna is here for it with us today to talk about it.
Oh, good. All right, Brianna, let's talk about your exhibition at the 106 Gallery and Studio.
Yeah, it's actually really exciting. It's a branch of the thesis work I've been developing, a lot of large-scale charcoal drawings that have very expressive mark-making that kind of comes from just being so large. I have to get really physically involved, and so it's not this tight wrist movement. It's a lot of really large, broad strokes with my arms, crouching, jumping, trying to reach the whole space. And there's also a three-part performance that's been included in that show. The first one, which was on the opening, involved covering a section of the gallery in charcoal, similarly in a process to my drawings. And then the midpoint performance during their open studio event was kind of a group activity of creating charcoal powder and sprinkling it into a bowl of water, kind of this communal activity to think about different metaphors of how we work together on different things, whether for good or for bad. And then the final performance at the closing reception will be erasing the wall that I added charcoal to. It's this attempt to both undo what I've done, but also create something new out of the white lines that emerge.
So obviously, your closing reception is going to be a little different than the opening.
Yes, there will be kind of a different energy. Instead of the painstaking addition of material, it'll be a little bit of a revelation, having that light come back into the space with the wall that's uncovered.
How else have you participated in Avenue for the Arts events, say, in the past?
I've only lived here for a few years now in Grand Rapids, but every year has been really exciting to get more and more involved. The first year I was just in a show that the MFA Collective was running, and then since then I've been helping people with their installations and going to the different events that they run, like the weekend and the evening break it down sessions for professional development. So I've been really inspired every time something new happens, just get more involved.
I know this is also next week's is Design Week, so it's going to be a big week for our area.
There are so many things going on. Actually, Art Downtown is the launch for Design Week, so they're having their beginning party the same night as Art Downtown at the Pyramid Scheme.
Pyramid
so you
Scheme.
Can come down and join everybody and hang out and meet everybody for Design Week.
Yay. Hey, Jen, a few of the businesses are also hosting shows or special events. You mentioned the Pyramid Scheme. What shouldn't people miss?
All right, so here are a couple of things that we want you guys to be aware of. So checking out exhibitions, you know, it doesn't just have to be a gallery space. We've got things going on in Lantern Coffee Bar and Lounge, Bartertown, and Sanchez are some of those are hosting artwork, but they're also donating a percentage of their sales to the Heartside Gleaning Initiative. So there are six exhibitions out at the Site Lab space, which is at 333 Rumsey Street. Of course, we have some gallery spaces that are kind of winding down their seasons and thinking about new frontiers. So Craft House is having Surface Tension. It's one of their last exhibitions in their location. And then there are spaces that have live music, and you're going to want to check out our website to find out a full review of those spaces. But some of them that we can mention right now are Have Company, Mexican Sans Frontiers, and, of course, that after party I mentioned at the Pyramid Scheme.
So as we continue teasing for this Art Downtown, what parts of the event are you most excited about? I'll start with you, Mariah.
I'm really excited about seeing it all come together, like working on like the back end of things and all the promos and kind of seeing like what people's exhibitions are going to look like compared to like the little Facebook previews and really getting to see it in person.
Yeah. Brianna?
I actually have a professor who's doing an installation at the UICA that's opening that night. And so I'm really excited to be able to see the work of somebody who's been helping me develop my work. Yeah,
that's great. Jen, what else you need to share?
So I'm going to shamelessly, maybe not shamelessly, plug Brianna's show. I'm excited to see her get back into that space, activate it. The work is beautiful. It's definitely worth seeing. And, of course, I'm also really excited about the Heartside Gallery coloring book that's being released that night. So showing a little South Division Avenue for the Arts love. There's a lot going on South Division.
And coloring's back.
Coloring is back. And the thing that's beautiful about that is that it's all pages made by local artists that work out of the Heartside Gallery and printed here locally at Issue Press.
Great. Brianna, how do we find out more about you? Do you have your own personal work yet?
Yes. My website is www.briannabaurichter.com. That's BriannaBaurichter. I have most of the highlights from my thesis portfolio up there right now.
Great. And you graduate this like soon?
Yes, in May, actually. Yeah. In May, the open house week at Kendall, there will be an opening at the Fed Galleries.
Nice. All right, Jen, take me home with more information about Art Downtown.
All right. You can find out all about us on our website, avenueforthearts.com. We also feature a map that you can use. It's a digital map. You can use it on your smart device for Art Downtown. We have a PDF of the print map that will be available the day of. And just as a reminder, you start at any of those sites, head to a trolley, and at the trolley stop, you're going to find a volunteer. Or on the trolley, you're going to be able to get a map. So they will be handing out maps at those locations. And, of course, if you have any questions, you want details, hook up with us on Facebook. We have a great Facebook page with all of the details for the event listed there under events.
Get ready for Saturday. It's almost here. Jen Schaub, Mariah Kausert, Brianna Baurichter. Thanks on behalf of Art Downtown. See you there.